The Chris and Steph Podcast.
Let's talk about embarrassing moments. There's a video that's gone viral, 1.5 million views later. It's a girl who thought that she was all alone on the train. So you do whatever you do. I mean, you get out a story, you film a video of yourself singing along on the train while there's no one in there to send to your mates. Maybe you Snapchat it. Maybe, you know, Insta stories or something like that. Her name is Stevie Shale. And at some point during this, I'll play the clip for you of her singing by herself. She makes a startling discovery during the song. I think we picked this up from about halfway through it.
And nobody in the seat. I put my butt in the seat, 'cause it's just me. Up Francisco.
Great video.
Oh my God, I just realized there's another person on the train. You have a good day.
You just gonna sing your way out of the situation. Just gonna keep on singing and just walk. She actually walks straight out of the train after that. So, isn't that funny? Thinking that you're all alone. I do that with the cinema.
Do you? What do you mean?
No, and if there's no one in there, like, you know, I might send a video to someone. I might Snapchat. Well, not really Snapchat anymore. Maybe Insta stories or something like that. Just me by myself. But occasionally,
all
I mean,
by
it is.
Myself.
That's the song. You've got my Snapchat, obviously. But, you know, occasionally there might be someone who's snuck away in the corner and in the dark you can't quite see them. But you like to take advantage.
I like to, like, give myself little bits of advice when I'm doing things and I'm out and about. I'm like, all right, Steph, what have you got to do today? So I've got to go 1, 2, 3. And I'll often do it when I'm in the grocery store or something.
Start talking
and I'll be like,
to yourself.
All right, so I need tomato, I'm going to need salt, pepper. And then I look and there's people watching me and like, do I keep going with this or do I... No, I'll just keep going my monologue. I might just turn it down a little bit, make it a little bit more internal.
I get that. I totally understand that because occasionally, you know, you follow the train of thought and you've got to start verbalising it and saying it out loud and then other people can hear
you
what you're doing.
At the end of the aisle, like, oh, I forgot this. And you talk to the person next to you and they're like...
You're that lady in the supermarket. Yeah, right. Oh, who is she talking to me? What? Okay, whatever.
Don't make eye contact.
Don't look at her kids.
Children,
just
look away.
Keep on walking.
When there's another groundbreaking development, you can trust one person to cover it.
You know, I'm a huge fan of science. Speakers. Cane toads in half.
This is Steph's super sciencey segment.
What's the topic?
Science.
Sock science.
Sock science and why we should be wearing our socks in bed.
Oh, okay, right.
Now,
I think I know this.
Yeah. I want to preface this with, I actually read something very similar to this in a Cosmopolitan magazine, like 10 plus years ago.
Oh, because we all know the facts that were printed in Cosmo were all entirely correct,
well,
weren't they?
This fact, in conjunction with a stack of others, have been gathered together and a report's been released about some of the benefits of wearing, you know, socks in bed. Now, one of the big benefits of wearing socks in bed is for the ladies, they can improve your cuddle time.
Improve your cuddle time with socks.
Yeah, now this, as I said...
They need to say that on the packet.
Well, actually, how they found this out was actually accidental. They were trying to do a study at looking what happens to the brain during cuddles. Okay. However, coincidentally, some of the women involved in the survey were wearing socks, others were not. And they found that of those women who were wearing socks, about 50% of them had a really great time without socks. Like 50% had a really, really, really great time without socks.
Yep.
However, 80% of them could achieve same great time with socks on.
It sounds like a really bad setup to an adult movie. That's...
You've been wearing socks lately, baby.
When you said there's some sort of an accident, I'm like, well, I tripped and you fell into socks? What exactly happened?
No, they were just trying to study that thing, but some of the participants accidentally left their socks on and they noticed that, hey, this is actually a thing.
A thing, yeah. Well, I've heard this is like, it's been a rumour, whatever, for years that... your partner is less likely to feel like being in the mood if they've got cold feet. So let them wear their socks to bed because, you know, things might work out in your favour.
Nothing sexier than a man just wearing his socks.
Oh, you got your circulation socks on. Well, hello.
Well, that's part of it. They'll also help you fall asleep faster wearing socks to bed.
Right.
Because they can help your body's core temperature. And for another group of women, they also help reduce the symptoms of menopause.
Really? All right. Well, there you go. Fun facts. Put your socks on before bed. Who knows what might happen?
Yeah, put your socks on. Hey, baby, I'm wearing my socks to bed tonight. You know what that means.
Honey, I saw you. You've got your socks on, but not tonight. I'm sorry.
Got a headache.
Breakfast, Belltown. For 1870 Restaurants Orange, on here.
Yes, and not to forget 1870 with their $20 lunch special available today and a chance to win a $50 voucher to 1870 if you can correctly guess what the belt out is this morning.
Yeah, but you have to know the title of the song and the artist singing the song. Now, Chris has some headphones on at the moment. We'll push play and only in his head will be the song. He'll just sing along like he's in the shower or he's got his Walkman on and we just have to guess it.
So I accidentally hit Siri while we were doing that, and Siri's now looking for the Brekkie belt out on online at the moment. So thanks, Siri, but we've got it covered. All good. I'll just sit you aside over there. The song I've got ready today, what was your hint at the guess at the genre?
I was guessing diva because you said it was something that you felt was in your element, and I just know that you are such a diva singer that you enjoy the divas.
Glad you added singer.
Yep, that could be your jam.
I don't know. Well, really, I'm not going to say what it is, but...
That was just a guess.
Once the song's guessed, I mean, that will reveal what genre it is. But are you ready to hear today's song?
You know it.
Let's drop the music out. Let's set the headphones up and let's do this thing. All right, everyone, get ready on 13, 12, 16. Here's today's song.
You see, my problem is this. I'm dreaming away, wishing that heroes, they truly exist. I cry watching the days. Can't you see I'm a fool in so many ways?
Love it. Oh, that was spot on.
Spot on? Yeah, you like that one? That's good?
I love that.
All right. Anyone know what it is?
Pop hit.
13, 12, 16. If you know the song, ring in. We could give you a $50 voucher to 1870.
Yeah, simple as that.
Guess the title, guess the artist, and then get your way to, of course, 1870. 13, 12, 16. There we go. Phone lines are stacked. We'll take someone next to play. It's Chris and Steph to get you up on here. Let's jump into this now.
The Breakfast Belltown for 1870 Restaurants Orange on here.
Yeah, the Brekkie Belltown. Big thanks to 1870, where you can pop in today for their $20 lunch special. And, of course, a $50 voucher up for grabs now if you can correctly guess what the Brekkie Belltown is this morning.
Do you think we're going to hear it again?
Would you like to hear it again?
I'd love to hear it again. Oh, I just love just when you do your diva thing.
Thanks.
I only want red Skittles. Only red Skittles for the rider.
I said blue M&Ms. Thank you very much. This is a song.
You see, my problem is this. I'm dreaming away, wishing that heroes, they truly exist. I cry watching the days. Can't you see I'm a fool in so many ways?
Sung a mere moment ago on the show. And now the stuff of legend. 13, 12, 16.
Whoa.
If you can guess it, we could send you to 1870. But the thing is, we do need the name of the artist and the title of the song.
Both those things.
Both those things. Tammy's joining us this morning. How are you, Tammy?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Great.
Yeah, going really well. What do you think of Chris's singing there?
Oh, it was beautiful.
Beautiful. Oh, okay. Yeah, good. You're very, very complimentary. I mean, you sound like someone who may want to win a prize. I mean, I'm not entirely sure why you'd be so complimentary. What do you think the song is? Title and artist.
Is it Britney Spears? Oops, I did it again.
Is it Britney
Spears? Oh, hit me, baby, one more time. Sorry.
Oh, no. You've got to pick one. You got to pick one. I mean, you can't go with multiple answers.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Let's go to the reveal, shall we? You ready, Tammy?
Yeah.
Can't you see I'm a fool in so many ways?
It's Oops, I Did It Again. Uh-oh. It's not Hit Me Baby One More Time. You should have gone with the first answer.
I couldn't remember the song.
We threw you.
Oh, well.
You were so close.
Oh, Tammy, darling, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
I feel bad because I know Tammy enters a lot of competitions and, couldn't give it to you that time.
Tammy doesn't win a lot of competitions. Like, she's a great contributor to the show but hasn't won.
Yes. We'll do it one day, Tammy. We'll get there.
We appreciate your call and support.
So close. Yes, Britney Spears, indeed. That was the artist. Unfortunately, the title was just the only thing holding her back.
Oops, I did it again. Loved it. I thought you did a really good job with that.
Good,
I would
thanks.
Have loved to hear you, like, belt out the chorus, personally.
Well, here's the
I
thing.
I don't give away the song.
I tried to aim for a bit in the song that wasn't as well recognised, but then just listening to that, I'm like, it's all well recognised. Every single lyric in that song, you should know.
But I'm with Tammy. I had to do the thing where you keep singing until you get to the chorus to realise which
yes.
one it was.
Yeah. You've got to sing it out to find out what the song is.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.